Hello, Nanay. This is Veronica, your Solo Nanay the Podcast host. My mission is to empower you to confidently navigate your Solo Nanay life, bring positive impact to your parenting style, and lead you towards mindful self-discovery. Hello, mga Solo Nanay, and welcome back to another episode of Solo Nanay the Podcast. We are on our episode 51, and I am thankful and grateful to share to you that few episodes to go, we'll be ending our season 4 of Solo Nanay the Podcast, and we'll be entering a new season, and I can't wait for that to happen. Anyway, being the present. So, I've came to a conclusion that 3 times a week podcast is not really for me. Like, as much as I want to, I felt like I have to really give myself an honest feedback that I overcommit into this. Like, I love podcasting. I love talking. I even love talking to you, even if you're invisible to me while I am recording these things, you know. And as much as I love it, I felt like I also have to be realistic with my time limitations. It's not because I'm limiting myself with it, but it's more of, instead of enjoying, you know, instead of enjoying the time of recording it, it puts so much pressure on me that I have to, you know, somehow do a 3 content per week. And I mean, for this single season alone, I felt like I have to be very honest with my limitations. I mean, yeah, I know that I'm a relentless person, but I also have realistic responsibilities in life that I cannot do three times per week unless, you know, I just record and do and then let other do the things. But right now, I'm recording. I'm also doing the social thing and everything in between. But of course, I'm grateful that I have my partner doing the audio editing. But at the end of the day, I also do direction and so on. So it's kind of like, you know, piling up for me that I felt like nagkakaroon ako ng a bit of, what do you call that word? A bit of analysis paralysis. My point is, I overcommit. So with that, I'll be putting back the recording or the audio launches every Monday, which was the original one. And moving forward, it will be the same so that it will be less pressure for myself and it would be more fun for me. Because the reason why I created it is not for me to, like, alam mo yun, maging sobrang sikat and all. That's not the point. My point is to share my thoughts. My point is support solo nanays. And I know how busy you are too. Like, especially those solo working moms like me. And I wanted to really, like, while doing this podcast, I really wanna, you know, deep dive into the coaching program that I've been building. Because to be honest, sobrang na-stuck siya on my to-do list or my kahit sinasabi ko yung priority ko siya with a lot of things that's already happening. It's not realistic. Like, we have to be realistic that sometimes we cannot, you know, do everything at once. And so I'm giving myself a chance to slow down a bit. I mean, a lot of things are already fast-paced with my industry, with my kid growing up, and I know you feel that also, Nanay. So that's why I'm giving myself a chance right now to a bit of slowdown and give an appropriate expectation for this podcast episode. Sabi nga ni Adam Grant, you know, it's okay to rethink the things that's, you know, happening around us. Because just because you said that one day yes and maybe one day no doesn't mean that you're a bad person or you don't have any, parang kapag agree ka dito and the next time you're not, doesn't mean it measures your credibility as a person. But what it only means is that you were able to rethink things and that gives you more, you know, humility. So right now, I am being human with an honest humility, with all honesty that I can only do this once a week. maybe soon I'll rethink about it again. You know, I'm gonna think about it if I have like a full-blown team to support me with edit, socials, direction and such, and content and whatever. So probably I'll be able to do that. But for now, being realistic, we'll be having it once a week. And so, as mentioned earlier, we'll be we're almost ending the season 4. And I just want to share siguro a bit of like learnings from this season. I mean, aside from making things more realistic and making things more, you know, manageable, since we are all solo moms and we're working solo moms, maybe there some of us are at stay at home, but that's still work, girls. That's still work, nanay. I mean, at the end of the day, our job is like a 24-hour job unless tulog yung kid natin. Actually, kahit nga madaling araw, nagigising pa ako kasi, you know, silipin mo yung anak mo if okay lang ba siya, if humihinga ba siya, if wala bang nakapatong na kumot sa mukha niya at nakakahinga siya, hindi siya binabangungot, di ba? I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like some of our nanays also here, I kind of like that. Please, if you are, please let me know para hindi naman ako mukhang baliw na ako lang nag-iisip ng ganun kapag natutulog yung anak ko, di ba? But he is already like 6 years old, but I still feel and get afraid of that one. And anyway, going back to like the season learning, I know that we're still four episodes away, but one thing that I really learned about this season is that it's okay. I mean it's okay to be vulnerable to people around you. Like for example, my time with Ellie was really very the time that we recorded this, those episodes, first few episodes here, it was really fun. It was really like all, you know, all passionate and all. But at the same time, we both realize that there's a lot of things really happening with our own lives that we have to really like manage it first before we commit into something. I feel like sometimes it's okay to say no to things, even if you've already committed with it. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. One, isa sa mga naalala akong quotation about it. Actually, it was like a quotation that was said last Sunday sa mass. Was, if you don't like where you are, move. You're not a tree. So it means that it's okay if you feel like you don't like it na, I mean, just let it go. As long as you're able to properly settle it with the people na also affected with your decision. And I feel like just because you said, for example, the best example is me quitting my job. And just because I quit my job, like what I said from the previous episode, doesn't mean that I quit my life. Maybe I just have to like, you know, recalibrate a bit and move a bit para lang magkaroon ng something different. I mean, to just be fine my way. And I feel like it's okay. We have to give ourselves that kind of respect, because that is something that I think amongst anything that's important, to respect where you are and what capability or what you can do. I'm not saying to not push yourself. At the end of the day, you really have to move forward and push yourself. I do that. But there are also times that you have to like stop, look, and listen to whatever is really happening around you, whatever is happening with you and within you. Because I think that's the most important thing in the whole world. I mean, I don't know if there's more. For sure, there are more. But that's just one thing that I'm thinking right now. Parang dami kong disclaimer recently from the past few episodes. But my point is, give yourself a chance also. Like, if you feel like you're going out with a friend, just, for example, may party, ganyan, and then you said yes, oh my gosh. Instead of lying that you're sick or you don't feel like, ano mo yun, you don't feel because may sakit ka, bigla ka nagkasakit, na-accident yung ganito, namatay yung ganito, why not just tell them that I don't feel like going now? I mean, what's wrong with saying the truth? What's wrong with saying what's the reality? That in the time that they invited you, you were like all go, go, but right now you're not really good. I mean, you don't feel like going. Why? Maybe you're tired from work. Maybe you're exhausted from taking care of your kid. Maybe you just want to have a weekend with your family. Maybe you just really want to rest. I mean, maybe along the days, I mean, diba, dun yun na-realize mo. And I feel like it's totally fine than living everything hanging and lying about things. I mean, that is much, you know, respectful to hear from someone to say na, I'm sorry, but I know that I've already committed on it, but right now I don't really feel like going because I felt like I have to really prioritize my rest today. Then that's it. I mean, kung paano man nila i-receive yun, that's their problem, that's not your problem. As, diba, parang at least you're able to be honest with them, like what you're feeling, what's happening. We have to stop being people pleaser. Like what I shared from the previous episode, you have to check it out. Like, how would you be able to stop being a people pleaser? And I wanted to add on that one. I mean, to stop being a people pleaser, you really have to be honest. Like, fucking be honest about everything. Like, it will definitely hurt a lot of people. Probably because at the moment, they won't understand you. But trust me, eventually they will. If they don't, wala ka na magagawa. Hindi mo naman na-control yun. Again, that's out of your control. So just focus on the things that you can control. Diba? So I don't think it's bad to say the truth. I mean, sometimes we're just shy na baka masama yung tingin nila sa atin just because hindi natin tinuloy yung gusto natin. I mean, yung usapan, diba? But I feel like it will give you really parang a more respect. If you just say the truth, why na-realize mo that you're not going, why you're not pushing through with the project, why? Because it's better to be honest than making a lot of excuses because people will definitely feel that you're lying. I mean, diba, pag nagsasinungaling sa'yo yung isang tao, if for example, you're a solo, if you're a working mom and you're in a managerial role, you would feel, guys, itong mga to, nagsinungaling talaga to sa akin, but it's totally fine, diba? You would know. Although it's fine, pero you would know. And sometimes, yung mga next moments na nila, you won't be able to appreciate it pa. Kasi you know that they're lying. And maybe, that's also something that we have to like stop doing. If you can't, even if you already committed to it, just say that you can't. And it's totally fine. If you will push through with it, like go. You're a relentless person, go. But if you feel like you're really not, like, just be honest than making a lot of excuses. I mean, that's just it. And I think aside from, you know, gaining that respect from others, it's really more for yourself that you're able to say what's true to you than just making excuses. And I hope that it supports you also. I mean, because of that thing also supported me, like with my experience with this season 4 Solo Nanay episode, it really supported me, like super grateful to experience it. And I cannot wait to, you know, keep moving forward with this advocacy, this podcast, because I think that this one is something that I really value. And whatever happens, I'll just keep on going. So, yeah, I hope that we get to be more honest and be real with ourselves. Thank you, Solo Nanays, and talk to you soon.
Nanay, you know that you are important to me. With this, I encourage you to share your feedback about this episode through Solo Nanay Facebook page or email me directly at thesolonanay@gmail.com. So that I could further improve my content to serve you better. Always remember that you can choose to live a meaningful nanny life, Enjoy the journey!